Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Tonight, New Year resolutions.
Sunday, do you think we have time to make resolutions?
Well, not necessarily, because if you were sitting on your couch the day before, you're going to keep sitting on your couch January 2nd. It doesn't actually matter.
Well, New Year resolution is most commonly in the Western world, but also in Africa, in which a person resolves to change an undesired trait or behavior in order to accomplish a personal goal or otherwise improve their life. And that is according to the dictionary. But do resolutions work? Do we need resolutions every year? Or it's not important? Well, tonight we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome to our show my colleague in the house, the one and only Mariam Bugaji. Welcome back.
Thank you, Sunday.
And from Kampala, Uganda, our VOA Swahili reporter Kenneth Bwire. Welcome back to the show.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, brother. Well, in this edition of Let's Talk, we'll be discussing New Year resolutions. Now, according to psychologytoday.com, most people have resolutions to stay fit and healthy, lose weight, enjoy life to the fullest, spend less and save more, and some people spend more time with family and friends. These are common out there. So, I spoke to my colleague Chido, and I wanted to know her take.
A lot of people make these resolutions and they're unrealistic. They never stick to them. Like, the main one that a lot of people say is like, oh, this year I'm going to go to the gym, I'm going to lose, you know, 12 pounds. But then they go for 2 weeks and then they're done. Because people...
they don't have the motivation. Yeah. Or they don't have the courtesy to do it all the time. Or it's just like, it's not easy to keep something.
Exactly. So this is why I haven't had any in a very long time. I like to surprise myself.
Really? And surprising is the key for you.
Yes. Yeah, so wow. By the end of the year, I look back and go, oh, look, I accomplished this, I did this. I don't put so much pressure on myself. So that's why I don't have any.
Well, let's look at the other side of the coin. We do resolutions maybe because we want to improve lives and maybe we want to impress people. Especially, I remember, for ladies... for ladies who are trying to look good, they say, oh my God, if last year I wasn't good enough, this year I'm going to lose my belly, I'm going to lose my weight so I can look good, you know?
Yeah.
So I can meet that somebody special. Do you think this is something most ladies do in their groups when you talk, when you sit, when you relax, when you discuss things?
Well, it's funny that you ask that because, yes, a lot of my girlfriends always, well, the single ones, they always talk about they need to change themselves physically, so that they can attract somebody. And I always, you know, laugh and say, well, that's not necessarily a good goal in my opinion. Because, yeah, you can change yourself physically, but what about the rest? If you don't work
on
that, then, you know, then that's not going to work out for you. You can look good on the outside and be a horrible person on the inside and have, like, no morals, no goals, or whatever the case is. But
for you, it doesn't work that way.
Oh, no. I mean, like, changing myself physically for someone, no.
You won't do it.
No, because if I have to go through those lengths, like, then you're not the person I need to be with. Because I think I'm a great person, inside and out.
Great, what do you think for guys? You're not one of them, but, hey, you talk to people all the time. You think they always do stuff to say, this year I'm going to do this to impress my woman, this year I want to get married, or this year I want to do this and that.
I have a lot of brothers. So
Okay, you do have brothers.
Yes,
great.
So I have a lot of opinions in terms of them. Well, for them, I feel like men are more in the mindset of this year, either I'm going to travel here or I'm going to finally get that car I wanted or that promotion I wanted. It's not a lot of talks about I finally get married this year. Because men don't really think about getting married.
To us, it's different.
So for them, they're not planning out their wedding or anything like that. They're more planning out, like, which, you know, what kind of rims am I going to put on my car?
Yeah, what car
am I
going to have this year?
So, those are the type of goals I hear from my guy friends or my brothers. But never marriage.
Never marriage. Guys, are you not getting married? What's going on? Maybe that will be a topic for next time. Thank you, Chido. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing New Year resolutions. And back to the studio. So, as we always say here in this studio, ladies first. So, Kenneth, hold on. Let me invite my colleague.
Okay.
Mariam Bugaji.
Yes, Sunday.
Tell me about these resolutions. People always have some things in the new year. Do they work? Are these things that think they're good to have, or it's just a notion out there?
Resolutions. New Year's resolutions. Like, a lot of people, you know, come into the year so excited about them, excited about the new year, you know. So they make this big, you know, resolution, say, oh, you know, I'm going to stop this, I'm going to stop eating meat, I'm going to stop being healthy, I'm going to do this. So it's like, you know, it's always from the beginning,
right?
But after like maybe 3 weeks, people I was reading somewhere, it said like 8%, only 8% of people actually stick through with New Year's resolution. So I guess, like, if we, the way I, like, over the years, I always make one.
Okay.
I've learned to not make resolutions anymore. Instead, because resolutions is more of, like, to just firmly state you're not going to do this or you're going to do a certain thing. So oftentimes, you know, it's kind of hard to stick to it. So I just go with, you know what, I'm going to do something different. Something different, maybe in terms of health wise.
Okay.
So I'll start doing something like maybe, okay, cut down on carbs, and maybe I find it's not really working the way I want it. I could change it to something else. So that is like, you know, it works better than just saying, oh, I'm not going to eat carbs completely.
Okay. So you want to keep an open ended, keep an open book out there.
That's the only way I feel like you could, like, you know, take it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess it's a new way of doing things for you. That's good for you. Let's see. Tell me, Kenneth, with you, what's working with the resolutions, friend?
Modern life is so fluid, it's so unpredictable, and it's very hard to tell what will happen next. So in human life, I don't think those resolutions do exist anymore. Since the 1st of January, I've seen many people saying, or many people write, that my resolution is to receive blessings from God. This is my year, to receive blessings. But then, what do you want to achieve at the end of the year? It depends how many factors, what will happen in there. So people no longer have that long list of I want to achieve this, I want to achieve the other one, but they focus at what can I get for today and how can I improve tomorrow by working hard today. So personally, as Bwire, I don't have that list, but I work hard knowing that I need to achieve something which I don't know what could it be at the end of the year. If it's about education, if it's about continuing a project, then I know that project has to be finished within this stipulated period of time. But I don't have to pressurize myself, put myself on much pressure that I need to achieve this by the end of 60 days. No, because the life we are living today is so unpredictable and volatile, Sunday.
You were saying people said one of the resolutions some people made is to, this year I'm going to receive blessings from God. So what is that resolution all about? I'm kind of curious. So you're not going to work? Just wait to receive blessings?
They're not clear at all. There's no clarity. You open social media pages. Then you see somebody has posted, this is my year. 2018, this is my achievement. 2018 is the year that God has planned it for me. So I know at the end of the year, I'll be a blessed person. So his blessing, his resolution is blessings from God. But it's not so specific. To me, my understanding of resolution is it's a step by step. One step leads to the other. And then at the end of the entire process, you have achieved A, B, C, D, or you have achieved B. Then you are so specific that maybe at the end of the year, I need a house. I must have built a house well furnished. But then, as I said earlier, the lifestyle we are living today is so unpredictable that you cannot even, you yourself, or even the government cannot predict what will happen tomorrow. Many factors will take place. So if you set resolutions and then you don't achieve them, every year you're not achieving, there's no need then. You kind of demoralize. Then you work on your daily targets maybe, or the daily plans, what was there in before. But not as a resolution as Sunday could define it in the beginning, that maybe at the end of these 6 months, I need to have achieved this and you work hard to that. No, it doesn't. It no longer exists in my view.
Okay, Kenneth Sibude, thank you so much. Hold it right there. New Year resolution is the topic tonight. So many interesting views and so many differences. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be back. Welcome back. This is the question, though, for some people. Why do we have the resolution in the first place? Somebody would say because of changes or improvement in life. But I'll tell you what, resolutions come in so many different forms. And I spoke to my colleague, Kudzi, and I wanted to know her take.
I don't see the point in making a resolution because, I mean, if you think about it, it takes 90 days for you to get into the habit of doing something. If you decide on January 1st, you're going to all of a sudden start doing something, you're supposed to start small. You can't just go, okay, well, cool, I'm going to go ahead and go to the gym 6 times a week. You weren't going to the gym 5 times a week last week, so what's going to change this week? You're going to get the gym membership, and then you're going to be paying a bunch of money for a month or two, and then it's going to be gone.
But I remember something. Maybe you tell me if this is for different between men and women. I have a friend of mine who used to smoke a lot. Mm-hmm. And he decided one time and said, you know what? This coming year, I am not going to smoke anymore. And cold turkey, boom. Once he said it, that was it. He says now, 20 years later, he's still not smoking. Do you think this is easy maybe for men to put down their foot together and say this is, boom, resolution one will be done, rather than women talking about doing resolutions?
I don't think it has anything to do with whether you're man or woman. I mean, in the case of your friend, he wanted to quit smoking, so he quit smoking. But it's there's a lot more to it than just, okay, well, I'm just going to stop doing something or I'm going to start doing something. It has to be something that you actually want to do. So if, let's say, your friend had been like, I'm going to quit smoking this year, but every once in a while snuck in a cigarette, that wouldn't have worked. He decided for himself that he wanted to quit.
Okay. Well, tell me something about yourself. When you come to relations, because usually resolutions are about goals, correct?
True.
You're putting a goal for 1, 2, and 3, especially when you do, you know, anybody wants a better life.
Well,
nobody
wants nothing,
right? So why when some people, when they start doing those things, they fall back and they can't keep those resolutions going?
I don't necessarily think they're a good or a bad thing. But for me personally, I think that if you want to start something, just start it. There's no point in waiting until January 1st. What's stopping you on December 25th? What's stopping you February 5th? It doesn't matter. Mm. You should just want to do it. Then you'll actually succeed.
So just jump in and do it.
Exactly.
I think you're a kind of person that is very organized. Is that correct?
I mean, sometimes. I make plans. I like to make plans. I like things to be organized. I like to know what's going on, yeah.
So when you have plans and organization, I think it's easy for you to say, you know what, I'm just going to do it regardless of whether it's January, December, February, whenever time, I'm just going to jump and do it. But some people, I think they think they need that change, they need that time, they need that process of saying, oh, it's a different year. If it's a different year, then I got to do A, B, C, D.
But in that case, are they just saying they have to do these things, or are they actually changing the way they think
That's
about
the
these things?
Question.
Because if you just say, well, it's a new year, I'm going to do all of this, well, not necessarily, because if you were sitting on your couch the day before, you're going to keep sitting on your couch January 2nd. It doesn't actually matter.
Thank you, Kudzi. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing New Year resolutions. And back to the studio.
So I was just remembering, a colleague of mine, his New Year's resolution was is actually. Claims it's still going, but he claims that he wants to stop eating meat. And this is somebody who eats meat all the time. He's like, oh, my New Year's resolution this year is to stop eating meats. So how's that going to work out? Already, 2 days later, he swears that he's still on it, but I doubt it. Okay, so he swears it's still going on at the moment, but I doubt it, because yesterday I saw him eating. I saw him eating. There was meat in there, and he claims there was today. He's like, I thought, I mentioned it to him again. I'm like, what happened to the resolution? Oh, it's still going. I'm like, wait, are you trying to tell people that you are having a resolution, or it's just, you know? He's like, nah, I mean, it's still going on. I'm like, I saw you eating meat.
Exactly. So don't lie to yourself.
But yeah,
he thinks lying to you, but you're lying to yourself, actually.
Yes, as I said earlier, it's, you know, people make this big, like, you know, firm decision to stop something completely when you know it's something that you're so used to. So, you know, I believe that, you know, when you want to change a habit, you do it gradually.
Right.
Do it one day at a time. Just be repetitive. Don't say, oh, you know what, I'm going to cut off completely.
Like, call turkey. I'll do it right now. Boom.
Yes, it doesn't really work at all. Like, you usually, because you could go hard on it, like, you know, for a couple of days, and then next thing you know, you drop out of it. So if you do it today, try to do it the next day. And just, you know, if it doesn't work, I mean, it's okay to take a break, but still continue. Till, like, you get used to it. But rather than just saying cold turkey,
and then
it's
you
not
fail.
Going to work.
You don't want to set up yourself for a failure. But I remember one of my bosses was saying he tried to quit smoking, and then he did cold turkey. He tried one time, and boom, he was out of it. And he says 20 years later, he's still not smoking. So
nice.
Maybe some people can do that.
Nice.
Let's hear Kenneth Buehler. Can you do that? You think cold turkey is the hardest thing for people to do when they're trying to do something to achieve a goal, to stop doing something? Or sometimes you have to be realistic and do other ways around it?
To me, I believe in personal discipline.
Okay.
If you decide that I want to do something, then you have to be guided by your own discipline mechanism, if the word I can use, I borrow from somewhere and use it. You need to practice self-discipline first. With no self-discipline, you can't achieve anything. Even if you make a long list of resolutions for those who do so, for those who believe in that, without personal discipline, even if you employ finance, even if you employ religious leaders, it won't work out. So what I believe in is decide on something, then work on that something, however much the pressure from outside or from within, you withstand all that pressure, you withstand any other factor, and then you say time and resources available have to be minimized or maximized to this target that I need. That is just personal discipline.
Personal discipline. There you go. I believe in that as well, Kenneth Buehler. Hold it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be back.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Vunganyi in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We'd love to have you on board. This is Upfront on the Voice of America.
Listen, let's be upfront.
There's a lot to talk about.
We need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
Upfront is a show where we look at issues that affect Africa's youth.
Giving you an opportunity to express yourself as you connect with other youth around the continent.
In this interconnected world, we share a destiny. So let us share our solutions to issues like unemployment,
education reform,
elections,
free speech,
and many others.
Nothing is off the table.
Nothing is off the table.
Absolutely nothing is off the table.
It's Upfront, Wednesdays at 17:30 UTC, Saturday at 1900 UTC,
and Sunday at 19:30 UTC,
right here on VOA Africa. Africa.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shamari, in the Washington studio with Mariam Bugadi and Kenneth Buehler. Do you think New Year resolutions, when we speak of African culture in Africa every year, every day, do we have people doing this all the time, or people don't even care about that?
Sunday,
And do you think we have time to make resolutions? I will try to answer your question using the same question.
I think...
Yeah? Why not? Tell me, why not? You're saying there's no time for Africans
really,
to do that. Why not?
We really have time to make a resolution, come up with a list and put it somewhere and remember where that list is.
Why not, Dumbuya? Tell me. Why? Why do you think so?
I highly doubt if in majority in African culture we are able to make a list, write that list with our mind straight and on target, with our mind very clear, with all factors considered, that there is finance, there is time, there is personal discipline, there is moral support, there is psychological support, our physical, our body and mind is smart and we can do follow this. If that happens, I'm very sure somebody has written it down on a piece of paper somewhere. That paper will not be seen after a few hours. It won't be seen anywhere. So in African culture, we work according to what is available at that moment. What comes next is an emergency. We cannot, even our African governments cannot plan for emergency, just emergency. Mm-hmm. They can't plan that for tomorrow. They only act when that tomorrow comes. So that culture is deep within us. We act and perform when the situation calls us to do so. We don't plan for it. We don't have that time to plan for resolution. I believe so, Sunday.
Okay, let me ask Mariam on this one. Because Mariam, you're from Nigeria.
Uh-huh.
And you see in so many areas, especially with faith believers, mm-hmm. going to churches, praying for that new year to come, mm-hmm. and praying for blessing, as you just mentioned before, mm-hmm. people planning so many things that they want to do and get. Tell me from that perspective.
I don't know. As what Kenneth was saying,
mm-hmm.
African culture, I feel New Year's resolution is something we borrowed.
Right, as we have done for so many things.
Something we borrow.
We've done for so many things, clothing, videos, movies, and all that. And mm-hmm. we're doing so well anyway.
Exactly, and mm-hmm. things are not really clear, especially like here, you have everything like...
planned.
Over there is like very unpredictable. Like, you know, you're even hoping to like, you don't know what's going to come the next day, you know. So it's really hard to really plan ahead. I don't know. It's hard. It's just okay. It's prayers. I guess it's more of like about prayers.
About, you know, prayers.
We're
for
hoping
the faith and
this year brings, you know, peace and prosperity and like, you know, bountiful for everything to, you know, in God's mercy. That's all.
But I think it depends on people, because people of faith is one thing, because these are believers. And I don't want to say anything about that because it's someone's faith.
Exactly.
But when I talk about things you do and you practically work on them, I see people talking about doing movies. I see people in Africa talking about making music. I was talking to another musician the other day. He said, this year is going to be a year of popping. He said, like, popping one CD from one to the next. Mm-hmm. I mean, some people are so optimistic to do some big things for the coming year. I mean, this is something that someone, if you look at human behavior, it's just something you want to do better. You want to do things. You want to do good things, you know. Everyone tries to do better, isn't it?
Exactly. You want today to be better than yesterday.
Exactly.
Tomorrow to be better than today.
Yeah. You even promise your wife you're going to make things better for her.
Exactly.
If not, even your wife promises the husband things are going to be better. You're going to love him some more. So, although we don't have things in Africa like that, but people still have things they want to do in their personal lives, don't they?
I know, but again, Sunday, we don't make resolution on the obvious. For instance, I know very well that this year, Sunday, you'll produce great shows. You'll produce good shows. Mm-hmm. You'll have different speakers on your show. Mm-hmm. You'll have different topics. That's very obvious. Yeah. You don't have to tell me that you are making a resolution that your performance in your show will be bad. It is obvious your performance will have to be good for you to retain your job.
Exactly.
So we don't make resolutions on the obvious. So in mm-hmm. the case, like as you are saying, if somebody has made a resolution that this year I must quit smoking, that's the resolution. And then there are targets to look at that resolution. Will he achieve it or not? If he achieves it, then we say, that guy did it. Mm-hmm. But if he tells me this year I'll have to take a shower,
Those are obvious things, Sunday.
Of course.
The resolution needs to be unique, in my view. Needs to be unique and something that will be looked at and say, indeed, that was a score. That was success. It was hard. He made it.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you start budgeting for the obvious, no, it's no longer a resolution. If you tell me, I'm in school this year, I must do exams. Exams are there. You must do them. You cannot dodge. It is a measure in which you'll have to do it. You have to pass. You don't have to tell me that my resolution is I must pass exams. It is a must. You have to do that. So plan for something unique that I will be able to look at you and say, this guy, no, he used some magic. God was indeed present for him to achieve that. That's my view, Sunday.
So, yeah. Long story short, Sunday's resolution this year is to buy Marion Bugatti a Bugatti.
Okay. Let's make it happen.
Make it happen.
Come and move that in my direction. So thankful for that. It's such a blessing, yeah. Turn every situation into heaven, yeah. Oh, you are my sunrise on the darkest day. Got me feeling some kind of way. Make me wanna savor every moment. Slowly. You fit me, telling me love how you put it on. Got the only key, know how to turn it on. The way you nibble on my ear, the only words I wanna hear. Baby, take it slow so we can last long. Tú eres el imán y yo soy el metal. Me voy acercando y voy armando el plan. Solo con pensarlo se acelera el pulso. Oh yeah. Ya me está gustando más de lo normal. Todos mis sentidos van pidiendo más. Esto hay que tomarlo sin ningún apuro. Despacito. Quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído. Para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito. Quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmo las paredes de tu laberinto. Y hacer de tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito. Cosas al oído para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito. Quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmo las paredes de tu laberinto y hacer de tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito.
Alrighty, thank you so much. I want to thank you, Kenneth Bwire, all the way from Kampala, Uganda. Thank you for being part of the show tonight, brother.
I'm waiting to hear your resolutions. I don't have one.
Oh, not yet? You better have one, man.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, and that's it for our show tonight. We will lightheartedly explore the New Year resolution. Of course, also a big thank you to my colleague in the house, Mariam Bugatti, all the way from the House of Service.
Thank you.
All righty. Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in, and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be skin lightening. Don't forget.
Yeah. Okay.
You know how this is done in Africa.
Yeah.
forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lina Obudu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17 hours 30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.
Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming